This morning on WCHL, conversations of police militarization have continued since the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Recently, Chapel Hill's police chief stood in front of the town's citizens to provide as much transparency as possible.
But I will say this, I send men and women out into the street to encounter people who may have 50 of those 300 million guns in the backseat of their car.
We'll preview a similar opportunity taking place in Carrboro tonight as well. And after more than a year, all charges against the Orange County Five arrested during a Moral Monday rally last year have been dropped.
I'm glad because I think it would be ridiculous to have all of the people who got arrested to go through the system.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, a 2-3, 0-2 record and a 3-game losing streak. There's the Carolina football team with a face. Volleyball team at Carolina has extended its win streak back to 3, and
smart, fast, and physical is becoming slow to learn and not nearly tough enough.
That's this morning in our Chamsky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 43 this morning in Carrboro. Partly sunny today, beautiful day on the way, starting out a little cool, but our high today will be in the middle 70s, and no mention of any rain in today's forecast. Chief Chris Blue of the Chapel Hill Police Department assured citizens at a Saturday forum that his department was not weaponized by the Department of Defense. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
I am not a gun lover. I carry one for a living. I also respect your right to carry as many as you want, as long as that's legal to do that. But I will say this, I send men and women out into the street to encounter people who may have 50 of those 300 million guns in the backseat of their car.
That's Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue addressing a group of citizens at Chapel Hill Public Library on Saturday afternoon. On August 9th, unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown was shot to death in Ferguson, Missouri by police officer Darren Wilson. The media images of police on the street in riot gear that followed sparked conversations all over the U.S. about the seeming militarization of law enforcement everywhere. That concern was amplified after the New York Times published data about the federal 1033 program. Here's Blue again, explaining more.
This is the program the Department of Defense runs to give local law enforcement folks surplus military. Some of what you have seen on the news, huge armored personnel carriers, mine-resistant personnel carriers, tracked vehicles, you know, like tank kind of tracks. Department of Defense will give you that stuff. We don't have any of that.
Questions from citizens of Chapel Hill were the impetus for Saturday's forum. What the CHPD has, he added, is a 1985 Dodge armored vehicle that has never been used. It was parked outside the library on Saturday for all to see after the 1 hour and 22 minute forum was concluded. According to Blue, the 1033 program also supplied his department with boots, raincoats, and filing cabinets. But the department buys its own guns, he added. The police chief made the point that U.S. citizens owned about 300 million guns, just like the ones brandished by police back in 2011 during the infamous Yates Motor Company incident. On November 13th of that year, a Chapel Hill SWAT team, armed with assault rifles and dressed in riot gear, forced Occupy protesters out of the Yates building off Franklin Street. That incident was a public relations headache for the police department of a town with a progressive reputation and where most of the reported offenses are property crimes.
What we've done since Yates is we have written a policy for our SWAT team. And we've had a SWAT team since 1977. We got a policy written for them in 2012. Should have had one before.
Prior to that, he added, the SWAT team had just a list of procedures to follow. Blue took questions toward the end of the forum. One person asked if there were enough African-American uniformed officers on patrol in Chapel Hill. The chief quickly responded there were not, adding that the department had not done a very good job in that area. He also pointed out that the applicant pool has been declining in general over recent years. There are 176 members of the Chapel Hill Police Department. 131, or 74.4%, are white. 40 black employees make up 22.7% of the force. There are 4 Hispanics and 1 employee listed as other. Town council member Maria Palmer was in attendance, and she expressed concern about the mere handful of officers that actually live in Chapel Hill. Palmer suggested subsidized housing for police officers and other public employees. Blue was asked for demographic information about people stopped for searches, questioning, and arrests. He directed citizens to the North Carolina Department of Justice website, where those records are available. He said the Chapel Hill Police Department is working to make that information more easily accessible. The chief also described the process of registering complaints about an officer's conduct. He said that all complaints end up on his desk and that they are taken seriously. As a last resort, Blue said, dissatisfied citizens can always go to the town council. Most of those in attendance at Saturday's forum were members of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, including its president, Minister Robert Campbell. Blue accepted an invitation to make a presentation at the NAACP's meeting on the first Saturday in November. A similar public forum with Chief Walter Horton of the Carborough Police Department and other town officials is scheduled for tonight at 7 in the Town Hall Boardroom. Carborough Town Hall is located at 301 West Main Street. WCHL will have a full report from that forum on Tuesday. You can find this story at our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
On the subject of that Carborough Forum, Mayor Liddy Lavelle, Alderman Damon Siles, and Police Chief Walter Horton recently spoke with Aaron Keck about what they're doing in Carborough.
We actually set up this session last week, bringing on Chief Horton and bringing on Alderman Damon Siles, who was really the alderman kind of behind this idea, which the rest of the board thought was a really, really good one, as well as the chief. And of course, that was before the events of the last few days. So We're really happy to be sitting here with our chief and really proud of him and our department, the way they handled the situation in Carborough the last couple of days. But I think I'd like to turn it over right now to Damon, just to talk a little bit about why this idea developed, and then he and the chief can talk about the coordination of the setup for the session, which I think is going to be really good for our community.
Sure. Thanks, Lydia. I think, you know, there have been a number of events around the country, really, that have drawn people's attention to policing at the local level. And including questions we've received from a number of people in Carborough. And that started some conversations between me and the chief and his staff and the town manager about, well, how might we respond to some of these issues locally? We knew that Carborough was in, you know, a much different position than many of the communities who are experiencing some pretty disturbing events lately. But nonetheless, we were receiving questions from our residents, and we wanted to have an opportunity for people to share their questions and concerns and also learn a little bit about our police department and the work that Chief and his staff do.
And what questions have you been getting? Obviously, the concern post-Ferguson has been about, the among other things, the militarization of police forces and the acquisition of military surplus materials. But what other questions have you gotten?
Yeah, you're right. Initially, the questions were really all focused on this issue of so-called militarization of local police departments. I think that's something that our police department is able to answer in a pretty straightforward way. It's not something that touches Carborough in the same way that it touches many communities. I've talked with a number of people around the community, including as recently as just yesterday, about what are some other issues people are thinking about. We've heard not only the past couple months, but over the years, about people's concerns around arrest statistics and disparities in those. We hear from bicyclists about how bicycle laws are enforced. We hear about a whole range of issues, as I'm sure the chief does every day. So this community forum on Monday is really an opportunity for folks to share some of those questions and concerns, and really I hope to learn from their neighbors about how their neighbors experience policing in our community, and how do our police officers experience policing and law enforcement in our community. I've had really the pleasure over the last several months to work with the chief on a couple of issues, and I tell him this every time I think I see him, that it's a learning experience for me every time, and I hope that others in the community can have that same experience.
And Carborough's forum is going to be at 7 o'clock in Carborough Town Hall. Chapel Hill will be having a forum also on Saturday with Chief Blue in the Chapel Hill Public Library. That's going to be at 2 p.m. Chief Horton, let me turn to you. How important is the concept of community policing in the overall strategy for Carborough Police in your approach?
It is very important with our department. It's one of our main philosophies. Our goal is to try to engage the community as much as possible, be as transparent as much as possible, to kind of get them to know us, work together to keep our community safe.
Once again, that's Mayor Liddy Lavelle, Alderman Damon Siles, and Police Chief Walter Horton, all speaking with Aaron Keck. The forum in Carborough takes place tonight, 7 o'clock at Town Hall Boardroom, and Town Hall is located at 301 West Main Street. Last week, after more than a year, prosecutors in Wake County officially dropped all charges against the five Orange County elected officials who got arrested for their role in a Moral Monday protest in June of 2013. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
A I'm glad because I think it would be ridiculous to have all of the people who got arrested to go through the system for participating in a peaceful protest.
That's Michelle Johnson of the Carborough Board of Aldermen. On June 3rd of last year, she was arrested for trespassing at the General Assembly building in Raleigh alongside fellow Alderman Damon Siles and Sammy Slade, then Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. More than 150 people were arrested that day, but their status as elected officials drew particular attention and made Moral Monday even more of a household name in North Carolina. Here's Damon Siles.
Specifically, the purpose of many of us being there to place ourselves at risk of arrest was to bring greater attention to the movement. So I think that purpose was achieved pretty well.
Like hundreds of others, the so-called Orange County Five were charged with trespassing. But in June, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Massachusetts law that set up a protest-free buffer zone around abortion clinics. That was a victory for conservatives, but Wake County Superior Court Judge Don Stevens used the ruling to dismiss charges against a Moral Monday protester. And that ruling, in turn, led Wake County DA Ned Mangum to announce he'd be dropping hundreds of other cases, too. Those cases included Johnson, Siles, Slade, Chilton, and Bell. In fact, they learned back in September that their charges were likely to be dropped, but they didn't get the official word until late last week. For Michelle Johnson, the news gave her two reasons to celebrate.
That it was my 10-year anniversary, and I heard about this dismissal, so it was a really sweet day.
Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison served as attorney for the five elected officials. He and other attorneys had been challenging the arrests in court on constitutional grounds even before the Supreme Court issued its ruling in June. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The first deadline for compensating victims of North Carolina's past eugenics program is looming, and less than a third of claims involving involuntary sterilizations have so far been approved. Many of the 7,600 people the state deemed feeble-minded or otherwise undesirable were coerced or forcibly sterilized between 1929 and 1974. A small number chose to be sterilized. First payments from a $10 million compensation fund are due October 30th. By September 30th, the North Carolina Industrial Commission had approved 213 compensation claims of 731 reviewed. Officials say many claims haven't been approved because the law doesn't cover those sterilized on orders of county officials, not the state eugenics board. An attorney with the UNC Center for Civil Rights argues the law should be more broadly interpreted and expects an appeal to take place. WCHL News Time, 8:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, the good thing about that sun rising is that always when it's rising, it's a lot faster than when it's up in the sky and moving around like that. So The problems that we've been seeing on I-40 heading eastbound because of the sun in the eyes of those drivers heading in the eastbound direction, those problems are reduced a little bit. Still seeing some slowdowns. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, a really nice pink tie today to
call
attention to breast cancer awareness and the fight against that dread disease.
Exactly.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
It is time now for a word from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily. We talk about their coffee a lot here on the morning show, but they got great fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. You have to check them out if you haven't already. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. 44 degrees in Chapel Hill. Starting to warm up now. Temperatures going up as the sun comes up. Partly sunny. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow, about 75. Tomorrow night, looking ahead a little bit, mostly cloudy. We'll get a 20% chance of showers with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and a little warmer with a high in the low 80s. So get ready for that. Warmer temperatures on the way, but today, really nice and cool.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
8:19 at WCHL. The U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term today in its first case test whether a traffic stop can be justified when the officer mistakenly doesn't follow the law. A man's car was searched and cocaine was discovered after a police officer stopped him for a bright light that wasn't working.
The man was later convicted of drug trafficking, but North Carolina law states that only one brake light has to work. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, news around town this morning. You'll probably see more kids walking to school this Wednesday. It's Walk to School Day in North Carolina. The State Department of Transportation sponsors Walk to School Day every year as part of its Safe Routes to School program. It's all part of a larger initiative to promote healthy choices while also raising awareness of pedestrian needs. Pause Forever is celebrating 10 years at its Mebane location for the Fall Festival on Saturday, November 1st. The event begins at 10 a.m. with a two-mile run or a half-mile walk on the wooded trails that run through the Pause Forever property. Registration for the run walk is $30 for adults, $15 for kids. Register by October 10th to get a discount. And then after that, Pause Forever will host a family-friendly festival with food trucks, a beer tent, games, music, dog performances, raffle drawings, and more. And there will be animals available for adoption, of course, at the event with discounts on adoption fees. Admission to the festival, $5 a person. If you'd like to find out more, head online and visit pauseforever.org. Pause Forever, of course, one of our partners in our Adopt-A-Pet program on Tuesdays on WCHL. Time for championship sports. Let's talk about that Carolina football game on Saturday, if we have to. Carolina rushing attack was just about nil. It really struggled on Saturday. Marquise Williams, quarterback, the leading rusher by far, again. Tailback trio of T.J. Logan, Romar Morris, and Elijah Hood combined for only 15 yards on 9 carries. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports on what happened.
Through 5 games in the 2014 season, the stable of highly touted UNC running backs has only mustered a combined 450 yards. Myriad factors are circulating as key contributors to the lack of production. Freshman running back Elijah Hood says the UNC offense lacks any kind of flow due to sloppy mistakes.
We shot ourselves in the foot a lot, and that just kind of limited what we could do offensively. We had a lot of drives that we couldn't really get a good flow going, so that kind of just threw us off. And when our offense can't get a rhythm, we struggle to move the ball, so that was pretty much it.
Some of those errors include frustrating false start penalties that continue to plague the offensive linemen. Hood says the penalties destroy momentum.
It can get frustrating a little bit. You obviously want to be able to move the ball. Just when we're moving the ball backwards, that's the opposite of what we're trying to do. We're trying to move the ball forward. So just having those penalties, I mean, it hurts bad for our offense. I mean, we need to be moving forward and using our tempo. We can't do that when we're drawing penalties.
Frustratingly for Hood, he was handed the ball on a mere 3 occasions Saturday afternoon. Compare that to the Hokies, who gave the ball to Trey Edmonds 12 times and a whopping 20 handoffs went to Marshawn Williams. It's tough to get any sort of rhythm with only 3 cracks at the ball. Hood says the penalty yardage, though, forces the Tar Heels away from a commitment to the run game and into more difficult passing situations.
It's pretty tough when you don't get a lot of carries to get a good rhythm. And also, that was just part of, you know, again, our fundamental. We were giving ourselves a lot of long fields to get first down. So when that happens, it just makes it hard for running backs to run the ball. I mean, first and 15, that's just a little bit harder to run the football.
The youth of the UNC offensive line has been well documented, but junior offensive guard Landon Turner says the Tar Heels need to get off to quicker starts and take care of their own assignments in order to set up the running backs for success.
And we didn't really get a chance to run as many of our running plays as we had because we didn't start fast enough this week. Guys just got to buy in, you know, and I think there's just breakdowns every play. There's, you know, you can look at the film, there's breakdown in someone's position somewhere. So we just all got to come together and put a whole game together by doing our own jobs.
Junior quarterback Marquise Williams was named the lone bright spot by head coach Larry Fedora in his postgame remarks. Williams says he has full confidence in his offense to stick together and overcome the issues in the run game.
We just got to just keep attacking. The offensive line going to do a much better job. You know, I know a lot of guys in there feeling down, but they're going to do a tremendous job. You know, I'm not going to turn my back on them, and the running backs is going to keep believing. You know, as long as they keep believing that if we get them to the safety, they're going to make a miss, and that's the only thing. You just keep fighting hard. You know, don't turn your back on nobody. Don't point fingers at nobody. Just come together as a family.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, most of the questions about the Carolina football team have arisen around the defense this year, giving up so many points in the previous two games. And this week, of course, it was the Carolina offense that sputtered. Defense actually probably played well enough to win the football game. But Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina is with us now. And Greg, I'm still feeling a little stunned. What exactly happened on Saturday?
Well, I think what you're seeing is this is an issue where the offensive line has got a ways to go. And on top of that, there are just a lot of breakdowns in all three phases. You're seeing bad penalties. You're seeing a lot of missed assignments. You're seeing missed tackles on defense. So this is really kind of a test period for the coaching staff. They have to get these guys focused, and you will see a better product if they can do that. We saw it last year after adversity, and we'll have to see if they can do it again this year.
A lot of people are saying that, hey, this was the fifth game of the year, and those kinds of penalties, those false starts and all that sort of thing should not be happening at this stage of the season.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you look at Larry Fedora's track record, this is his seventh year as head coach. Every single year that he's been head coach, his teams have been probably the worst, if not the worst, every single year in conference play in penalties and penalty yards. That just kind of is what it is. For whatever reason, he's always had an issue with that. I think the bigger concern beyond that, as I mentioned, is a lot of the missed assignment, players on both sides of the ball not doing what they're supposed to do. And this is supposed to be a much easier system, especially offensively, than what Butch Davis had in place. So a lot of question marks there.
Well, a lot of attention has been called to the offensive line, and we've had some real problems with injuries there, and we were young initially. And so, obviously, the offensive line is not strong. But, we've also talked about the talented running backs Carolina has, but a total of 15 yards gained by three guys on Saturday, and Marquise Williams by far the leading rusher. Elijah Hood, for example, incredibly talented, but only getting a chance to carry the ball three times. How does that situation change?
Yeah, that's got to change, Ron. And I think what it is Larry Fedora's system is based on taking what the defense gives you. And what Virginia Tech did on Saturday is they brought up seven and eight guys in the box and put a lot of pressure on that line. And so Fedora's system is designed in those situations to throw the ball out on the screen pass, maybe down the field a little bit, and Virginia Tech really took away the run, and UNC was willing to let them do that for that other aspect of the game. We could have a long dialogue whether or not that's a smart move. I think most of us agree that when you have that many good running backs, you've got to let them touch the ball, so that will be interesting to see how Fedora moves forward with it.
A lot of Carolina fans still talking about the quarterback rotation system with Mitch Trubisky coming in on the third series. And, of course, he threw a costly interception late in the football game. Where does that stand now?
That's another one that we're going to have to find out. I assumed after the third game, after the ECU game, that they would scrap that whole idea of bringing in Mitch on that third series. Clearly that has not been the case. And as Fedora said on Saturday after the game, he put him back in there for that second series just to kind of provide an offensive spark. Clearly it went the other way. So they see something in the practice they like about Mitch. But I think at this point of the season, you either decide to go with Marquise the whole time or go ahead and go with Mitch. I think they're kind of stuck in the middle, and I think that's pretty evident to most people watching.
Well, Greg Barnes, we appreciate your comments as always. Always good to talk to you. And hopefully next week, well, we got a tough opponent when we have to go to Notre Dame, that's for sure. But hopefully we'll see some improvement with the Tar Heels.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Ron.
Have a good day. It's 8:28 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Good morning.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Smart, fast, and physical is becoming slow to learn and not nearly tough enough. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Saturday was a beautiful day for football in Chapel Hill. Clear skies, almost crisp temperature, and an excited Greek Parents Weekend crowd that filled Keenan Stadium, expecting Carolina's turnaround game of this season. What they got was another look at a football team still going backward. What happened? From the first snap of the game, the Tar Heels shot themselves in the foot so many times that a podiatrist has been added to the medical staff. You can beat Virginia Tech if you play by the mantra Larry Fedora has preached since coming here. Smart, fast, and physical. You cannot by making dumb penalty after dumb penalty, failing to cover receivers with average speed, and not being nearly tough enough when the going does get tough. Now, after three straight losses with a trip to sixth-ranked Notre Dame this Saturday, Carolina football is clearly heading in the wrong direction. This may be the result of a depleted roster from the three-year probation and only a handful of seniors to lead a younger team out of trouble. But the results are the results, and they don't seem to change from week to week. Yes, the run defense has improved, but the penalties have not. Twice the Tar Heels stopped the Hokies on 4th-and-1, and twice they were called for offside to give up a new set of downs. To beat one of Frank Beamer's teams, you have to beat them at their own game, which is don't beat yourselves. So turning the ball over in the first play, throwing a pick six, and fumbling a punt in your own red zone is like blood in the water to Virginia Tech. Don't make those mistakes and the Hokies are beatable. Make them and the game can be over before it starts, which was the case Saturday. The Boo Birds came out when Fedora's insistence to play freshman Mitch Trubisky on every third series backfired with the interception return that essentially put the game out of reach. You generally don't come back from a 24-3 halftime deficit against a team that is known to play smart, can be fast enough, and is usually very physical. Defensively, the Tar Heels really gave up only 13 points on sustained drives to 1 touchdown and 2 field goals. That's good enough to win if you can live up to your own motto for the rest of the game, which I am sorry, Carolina is not doing right now. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
We've got a few more hot days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now-famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Great Outdoor Provision Company reminds you that it's going to take far more than a pumpkin spice latte to keep you warm this winter. Instead, we recommend outerwear from Patagonia, like the men's and women's down sweaters, nano jackets, and Retro X vests, all available in a variety of styles and colors. So while there's plenty of options out there to warm your heart this fall, we're concerned about the warmth of your body. Stop by our Eastgate location today and discover new arrivals from Patagonia, or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
At Jersey Mike's Subs, it's the little things that make all the difference. We start by baking our delicious bread at least twice daily, then we slice our 56. Come see how the little things make all the difference at Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road or our new location at Chapel Hill North. Order online at jerseymikes.com.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Kimmy's Critters. It's 50% off pet sitting. You can choose from two options. For example, a three-day pet sitting service, which includes 6 total visits to your home, is available for only $50. Kimmy's Critters has been proudly serving the Hillsborough and surrounding areas since 2012, providing pet sitting and dog walking. She delivers trustworthy, reliable, and compassionate care for dogs, cats, birds, small mammals, fish, farm animals, and some reptiles. It's Hat Bob from Kimmy's Critters, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Really warming up now, 847 at 47 degrees at 834 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Chief Chris Blue of the Chapel Hill Police Department assured citizens on Saturday, at a forum that his department was not weaponized by the Department of Defense. And he actually spoke to a lot of people addressing a group of citizens at Chapel Hill Public Library on Saturday afternoon.
I am not a gun lover. I carry one for a living. I also respect your right to carry as many as you want, as long as that's legal to do that.
And that is Police Chief Chris Blue, and there is a similar forum coming up tonight in Carrboro with Police Chief Walter Horton. Last week, police shut down streets in downtown Carrboro for 18 hours after a man climbed to the roof of the Hampton Inn and threatened to jump. The situation all started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday and lasted until 8:30 in the morning the following day when the man was safely removed from the roof. There was a lot of cooperation between police departments and other enforcement agencies as well. It took a coordinated effort from not just the Carrboro Police, but also Carrboro Fire officials, Carrboro Public Works officials, Orange County EMS, and the police departments of Cary and Chapel Hill were both involved. What was the Chapel Hill PD's role in the operation? Here is Police Sergeant Brian Walker.
We became involved almost immediately from a traffic standpoint. It was necessary to block off both Rosemary Street and Franklin Street, and our officers assisted with that. Our negotiators were also involved fairly early on. It was early in the incident that it was clear that it was going to become something that Carrboro could use assistance on, and when they requested us, we went.
Now, if you heard coverage on WCHL, you heard us talking a lot about police negotiators being involved in that situation. Negotiators from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Cary Police were all on the scene throughout the situation. Speaking with the individual on the roof, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department has at least 5 trained negotiators on staff.
They come from different divisions within the department. Some of our civilian crisis counselors are trained negotiators, and then we also have police officers that are trained as well.
Rarely do we hear about how police officers handle negotiations and crisis management, but Sergeant Walker says it's really a vital part of the role of police in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and everywhere.
People typically don't call 911 because they're having a good day. We see people in some of the worst situations of their entire lives, and it's important that our officers are well trained to recognize those situations and deal with them appropriately. And we are very serious about training our officers to respond to these types of things.
Carrboro Police have still not released the identity of the individual in last week's incident, except to say that he was a man believed to be in his early 20s. He was taken to UNC hospitals for evaluation after successfully being brought down off the roof. We have complete stories on the police departments, both of them, on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, last week, after more than a year, prosecutors in Wake County officially dropped all charges against the 5 Orange County elected officials who got arrested for their role in a Moral Monday protest in June of last year. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
I'm glad, because I think it would be ridiculous to have all of the people who got arrested to go through the system for participating in a peaceful protest.
That's Michelle Johnson of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. On June 3rd of last year, she was arrested for trespassing at the General Assembly building in Raleigh, alongside fellow Alderman Damon Siles and Sammy Slade, then Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. More than 150 people were arrested that day, but their status as elected officials drew particular attention and made Moral Monday even more of a household name in North Carolina. Here's Damon Siles.
Specifically, the purpose of many of us being there to place ourselves at risk of arrest was to bring greater attention to the movement. So I think that purpose was achieved pretty well.
Like hundreds of others, the so-called Orange County Five were charged with trespassing. But in June, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Massachusetts law that set up a protest-free buffer zone around abortion clinics. That was a victory for conservatives, but Wake County Superior Court Judge Don Stevens used the ruling to dismiss charges against a Moral Monday protester. And that ruling, in turn, led Wake County DA Ned Mangum to announce he'd be dropping hundreds of other cases, too. Those cases included Johnson, Siles, Slade, Chilton, and Bell. In fact, they learned back in September that their charges were likely to be dropped, but they didn't get the official word until late last week. For Michelle Johnson, the news gave her 2 reasons to celebrate.
It was my 10-year anniversary, and I heard about this dismissal, so it was a really sweet day.
Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison served as attorney for the 5 elected officials. He and other attorneys had been challenging the arrests in court on constitutional grounds even before the Supreme Court issued its ruling in June. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The second open enrollment period under President Barack Obama's signature health insurance overhaul is ramping up, and this time could be different than the first go-around. The three-month period for those wishing to buy subsidized policies in a private insurance marketplace kicks off November 15th with the expectation of more price competition as three companies seek customers. People here in North Carolina who like the health insurance coverage they had prior to the new requirements of the Affordable Care Act can still keep it for two more years. North Carolina was among the top states for people buying health insurance on the state's federally run marketplace over the first enrollment period, a six-month term that ended in March. Almost 360,000 people signed up for private insurance plans, and that was nearly double initial expectations. WCHL News Time, 840. Coming up next, Colleen Bridger has today's commentary.
Pack your bags for Paradise Island. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis. With 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including Best Tile, Cameron's, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and Glass Half Full, there's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and Evening News every weekday and online at ChapelBro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method and every sponsor location once each week, including Bunts, Carolina Coffee Shop, and Hickory Tavern. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play three games and stay four nights in the Bahamas.
And here are a few more places where you can register. Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Five Guys, Venable Rotisserie Bistro, UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Also, you can register at Jewel Recycle, Louise Beck Properties, and Lloyd Tire and Alignment. Our biggest contest of the year is underway now. It's a Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and ChapelBro.com are going to send you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through 28th. The winner will get great seats to three UNC games and four nights on Paradise Island. And I will be taking an entry now for the possibility of becoming our next weekly finalist on the WCHL Morning News. Be caller number 5 right now, and you'll be entered to win one of our weekly finalist slots. Again, caller number 5 right now, 919-929-WCHL.
One great team joins another. The team at Harrington Bank is now part of the Bank of North Carolina family. Harrington Bank customers will continue to see familiar faces along with some new ones, along with more products and services. At Bank of North Carolina, we are operating from a position of strength and stability. We work with individuals, businesses, and professional clients. We invite you to visit us at our Chapel Hill locations or at any of our other banking offices throughout the Carolinas. If your bank is not delivering more than you expect, we need to talk. Member FDIC.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at TerraNovaGlobal.com. Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at LandscapeLogicNC.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hey, congratulations to Pam Friedman, who called in, and she is on the list to perhaps be a qualifier to win the contest to go to the Bahamas, the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and chapelbrew.com are going to send you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play three times in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis. That is November 26th through 28th. Three great Carolina games and four nights on Paradise Island. Pam Friedman was our caller number five. Thank you, Pam, and I'm sorry I could not get to all the phone callers. So if you were calling in, be sure and be listening today on the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck, and you'll have another opportunity to get involved in our contest. You can also go to all of our participating sponsors, and if you like that complete list, you can get it on chapelboro.com, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you so much. It is 48 degrees now. We started out at 42 this morning, really chilly. And a good day on the way. It's 8:46 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. In my role as public health director, I talk about things that make people uncomfortable, like sex. Death, that's another thing that makes people uncomfortable. While it doesn't evoke blushes and stammers, death, like sex, isn't something we talk about in polite company, but we should. Dying is a natural part of life. Death is the one absolute common denominator we all share, regardless of our income, our political affiliation, or religious beliefs. And yet, we deny its existence, we fear its inevitability, and when confronted with it, the vast majority of us will fight it. Even if the odds are stacked against us, we will be living. Sure, some people will beat the odds, but by definition, most won't. Knowing when to fight and when to celebrate life and death is a hard call to make, and we need to rely on our doctors to help us make that decision. Yet often physicians are too focused on the latest experimental treatment or feel like a referral to hospice is admitting defeat rather than preparing the family for the next phase of their loved one's life. What would you do if you were given a terminal diagnosis? Now, while you're healthy and unafraid, is the time to think about that. Talk with your family so they know your wishes and can support your decisions. Never give up is a great slogan for life. Dying peacefully, surrounded by friends and family after having lived life to its absolute fullest is not giving up. Death is inevitable, and facing death while we're still alive is one of life's greatest gifts. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road. Offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
850 at WCHL, and let me just say that yesterday we had a great time at Festival downtown on West Franklin Street. We, of course, had the live and local stage and a lot of great music there. And at the WCHL Chapelboro table, we had folks registering to win a trip to the Bahamas, four nights in the Bahamas. That's completely separate from our basketball contest. Don't be confused about that. But this was a trip to Freeport on Grand Bahama Island, and somebody's going to take that in October, sometime this month. A lot of people stopped by and registered, put their names in the box, and we will have details on who won it coming up this afternoon with Aaron Keck on WCHL. We'd hoped to do it this morning, but we're going to do it later on in the day with Aaron Keck. Aaron is on the air from 3 until 7 p.m. And, of course, Aaron in the afternoon from 3 until 5. And then it's the WCHL Evening News from 5 until 7. So, listen, sometime during that time, Aaron will be announcing the winner right here on WCHL. Somebody's going to the Bahamas. Now, that is completely separate from our basketball contest, the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway presented by Continental Tire. So please get out there and register. Register at all of our participating sponsors. Go to our website to get the complete list. Right here, all the WCHL Chapelboro sponsors. We're going to send you and somebody you love to the Bahamas, and that could be a lot of fun. 851 at WCHL, and the traffic seems to be moving along pretty well this morning, a little bit better than it was earlier in the day. It is warming up also, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill after a low this morning of 42. Look for a high today of about 75. And on Wednesday, we're going to get up into the low 80s, and that'll probably be the warmest day of the entire week. So a relatively cool week again.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Sal Galante, our expert in personal lines for the last 15 years.
Thanks, Mark. Insurance rates are governed by the state of North Carolina. We offer a fair price and exceptional customer service for your entire family. Make sure you are fully covered on any claims for fire, theft, and auto, even health care. Call me, Sal Galante, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Tired of taking your car to the dealer for service? Long waits, always being asked to buy parts you don't really need, and expensive. Well, F&F Automotive has you covered. Newly renovated with state-of-the-art equipment, F&F Automotive is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASC certified technicians offer a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models. Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local. Visit fnfauto.com or stop by and see us at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro.
Rainwater is essential to our lives, and the trees around our homes add beauty and shade. But the combination of water and leaves clogs gutters and causes leaks, rot, and foundation problems around our homes. Hi, I'm Charlie Quell with Gutter Solutions. We combine well-crafted gutters and our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers for gutters that work, guaranteed. Call Gutter Solutions today to get the monkey off your back with the Gorilla Guard gutter covers at 967-7979 or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thanks so much. 856 said WCHL, and I want to do something here that we haven't done this morning. Give you the whole list of places where you can go and register to win our contest. And that, of course, the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway presented by Continental Tire. We're going to send you to see the Carolina basketball team play three games on Paradise Island November 26th through 28th. You get to stay four nights there. And here are some places where you can go and register. Best Dial in Durham, Buns, Cameron's, Carolina Coffee Shop, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, F&F Automotive, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Outdoor Provision Company, Four Corners, Grimble Jewelry, Glass Half Full, Home Watch Caregivers, Hickory Tavern, Jewel Recycle, Jersey Mike's on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill North, Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Louise Beck Properties, PGA Thrift Shop in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, R&R Grill, Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance on Fortnum Boulevard, The Root Cellar, Terra Nova Global Properties, Twig, UPS Store on Fortnum Boulevard and in Metamont, and Venable Rotisserie Bistro. There are 30 locations in all. If you missed some of them, you can go to our website to get the complete list right there. WCHL sending you to the Bahamas. It's coming up on 858.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Kimmy's Critters. It's 50% off pet sitting. You can choose from two options. For example, a three-day pet sitting service, which includes six total visits to your home, is available for only $50. Kimmy's Critters has been proudly serving the Hillsborough and surrounding area since 2012, providing pet sitting and dog walking. She delivers trustworthy, reliable, and compassionate care for dogs, cats, birds, small mammals, fish, farm animals, and some reptiles. It's half off from Kimmy's Critters, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 48 degrees right now, warming up. Partly sunny today, high today about 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 52 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. All right, tomorrow, around 75 degrees. I'm Ron Stutz. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setatani. A plane with the TV cameraman who contracted Ebola in Liberia touched down in Nebraska a short time ago. Ashoka Mukpo was taken off on a stretcher. He'll be taken to an Omaha hospital with a special isolation ward for treatment. President Obama will get a briefing on the Ebola threat later today from CDC Director Tom Frieden. Federal health officials are weighing increased screening to spot anyone coming into the country who may have the disease, but Frieden is against a flight ban.
Restricting travel from these countries would be a big problem because it would make it much more difficult for us to get assistance in. And if it spreads more there, it'll be a greater risk to us here.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. Far from America and its first world facilities, Ebola continues to rage through poverty-stricken Sierra Leone. Now the New York Times reports a shipping container packed with vital donated medical supplies from the U.S. has been stuck in the main port, Freetown, since August because government officials won't release it. Some aid workers blame incompetence for the snag, but politics may be at play here, too. This particular shipment was organized by an opposition politician. Frank?
Islamic State terrorists kept up the shelling of Kobani, a key Kurdish city along Syria's border with Turkey. ISIS fighters raised their black flag on a building on the eastern side of the city. Hermione G., reporting from Erbil, northern Iraq, tells us the Syrian Kurds are struggling to hold on.
It's a very desperate situation. Locals have still not received any further weapons or any more assistance from anybody, even though the Turkish army is now amassed on the border. It has tanks lined up on the border.
Here at home, New England's biggest colleges reported a spike in sexual assault cases last year. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Frank, the region's colleges reported a 40% overall increase in forcible sex offenses between 2012 and 2013. The Boston Globe looked through data the federal government requires colleges to release now. Campus security experts believe sexual assault was underreported in the past. Last year's big increase likely due to more victims coming forward.
A 4-year-old New Jersey boy is believed to be the fifth child to die from the enterovirus that spread to just about every state in the country. At a public meeting in Hamilton Township, parents asked officials how they could keep their children safe.
Very saddening, and I just want to know, you know, is there